This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, it's at this point of the week I usually read a poem. I thought, more importantly, I had to write an open letter.
Okay.
It's to daylight saving.
Oh.
Do you mind if I share this open letter? I mean, it's an open letter. Of course I'm going to share it, right?
Please, go ahead.
Dear daylight saving. Hi, it's me, Sam. I know it's been a while, but it is good to see you back, at least for the most part. I've noticed the evenings have been getting lighter for the last little while, but I'm glad you've now made it official. I look forward to the things that you allow. Backyard picnics for dinner, evening gardening, and even the opportunity to go for walks once the sun has lost its sting. I'll be honest, though. There are a few issues that I need to raise with you. Well, I hate to do this, but it's not me, it's you, actually.
Ouch.
Firstly, that 4:30 a.m. alarm this morning felt very much like 3:30 a.m.
It did.
I even had trouble getting to sleep last night because my bedtime felt like a previous dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we may have had a long weekend to adjust, but that's really not long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Even our news director, Anita, had the foresight to take leave this week. I was not so clever.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you're so divisive here in Australia. Our country is now split into no less than 5 different time zones. Did you know that Queensland just ignores you? Yeah. They've taken the AFL grand final north of the border, but they want nothing to do with you. Finally, you gave me the challenge of trying to explain last night to a 3-year-old how you work. And to be completely frank, I don't even understand the science behind you. Something about the axial tilt of the earth, but seriously. Try making sense of that to a 3-year-old while they're pulling back their curtains in their bedroom, pointing to the sun, still in the sky, saying, "Look, Dad, the sun is coming up!" Now, look, daylight saving, I'm sure that these are just teething issues, and soon enough we'll be getting along. But know this. When we get to December, and this breakfast radio host has to go to bed before the sun, and I can hear the neighbourhood kids playing in the street at 8 p.m, I may well write again. For now, though, welcome back. And thanks for deleting an hour of 2020 over the weekend. At least everyone can thank you for that. Sincerely, Samuel.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.